Talk Live, and we're launching into hour number three. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Pack at 8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Andy's again here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. That, once again, is freetalklive.com. And April is Financial Literacy Month. Give the child in your life financial literacy, be they son, daughter, or sibling. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. So give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order it at akidsjourney.com or call 800-657-5066. That's 1-800-657-5066 as we go to the phones and to the fun. It's Dave from New Hampshire calling, this time from Colorado, on vacation. Hey, Dave? Dave, are you still there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, we have you.
Good.
So you went to Colorado for a vacation, but I hear you're doing activism anyway. What's going on?
Well, I couldn't help it. You know, there's this guy that you guys talk about on Free Talk Live sometimes. You've been talking about him recently because he's been sentenced to 6 years in prison. Stanley, libertarian congressional candidate who is also a big Ed Brown supporter. You've read his emails on the air and so forth about the Ed Brown situation. But he was recently sentenced to 6 years in prison, or at least his sentence was upheld, 6 years in prison for telling a federal judge that he could be subject to arrest by militias.
Right. They took that as a threat, and so they claimed that he was threatening the judge.
Correct. And so anyway, I just discovered I was going to be driving past the Colorado Court of Appeals on my way to visit relatives, so I figured, well, I should drop by and do a silent demonstration at the Colorado Court of Appeals.
Did you have all of your signage and stuff with you, or did you have to go out to the office store?
Yeah, I had to go out to the Walmart and get some signage, and my sign was grotesque. It was a total Franken-sign. But I did slap one together, and called Rick Stanley first, you know, to make sure this was okay with him, and then he said that, you know, that was the best location to do it. So I just went and walked in, and I guess you can take the free state with you wherever you go. You know, I just went up to the metal detector and stood there with my little sign, and of course, they immediately kicked me out, told me to leave and everything, and so I did what I usually do. I didn't talk to them, and I just walked, you know, backwards really, really slow to the door. And, of course, the slower I go, the more they freak out. So they were on the horn calling state troopers and everything. So by the time I got outside, they were calming down a little bit, but they were still, you know, pretty excited. And people were starting to come in and look at me and talk to me, and apparently, everybody in Colorado seems to have heard of Rick Stanley, because, you know, all these people that I've run into while making the sign and stuff, they all knew who he was.
Interesting.
So that is a good thing.
So nothing terrible happened to you? They didn't harass you any further than just kicking you out, huh?
Correct. A couple of state troopers came up after I had hit about, you know, I'd hit about the 15-foot mark, you know, away from the front door, backing up and everything. And they came out and said hi to me. One of them came up behind me, one of them in front of me, and asked me questions. Of course, I wouldn't talk to them either. And so they finally asked me what my name was, and I planned on not having my ID with me, but I did have a little slip of paper that said, "I am your humble servant, Dave Ridley." So that got a laugh out of them, and they said, "Well, just be careful not to fall over, and hey, you should go out to the sidewalk." You know, of course, I was already backing up to the sidewalk, so what could they do?
Right, right. Now, what did your sign say?
It said, "Please stop hurting Rick Stanley, the libertarian."
I don't know if Rick would call himself a libertarian.
Well, he ran as a libertarian on a libertarian ticket.
Yeah, he did. He did. And then I guess he was sort of disappointed with some of the things about the Libertarian Party, and he's since found a home with the Constitution Party, which I find unfortunate. They are not as pro liberty as the libertarians are. But hey, he's still fighting for freedom. So I give him credit where credit's due.
It's better to have a person who's 80% pro-liberty out there fighting for freedom than a person who's 100% pro-liberty not fighting for freedom.
Good point, Dave, and thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your vacation. 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You know, Mark, we earlier this year talked about the Boston story, the Moonanites from Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Right, the little signs that was a Cartoon Network put up all over the city that caused Boston people to just go into a big, harangue over, bombs and stuff.
Well, it wasn't the Boston people so much as it was the Boston government.
Yeah, the Boston government.
They spent over $750,000 taxpayer dollars on shutting down the city and getting everybody all excited and upset over what they thought were some sort of dangerous devices.
Mm-hmm.
Why, I don't know, considering the devices had been up for 2 to 3 weeks before somebody finally had a problem with one of them.
Right.
And it was just one of the most absurd stories of the year. Well, the absurdity hasn't stopped, apparently, in Boston, because apparently, according to the Boston Herald, Tenley Woodman reporting, score one for the Moonanites. The Aqua Teen Hunger Force movie behind January's marketing stunt-turned-bomb scare opens in Boston on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Despite the mayor's plea, Thomas Menino's plea to local theaters not to screen it, quote, out of respect to the people of Boston.
How dumb.
What?
What kind of respect is that?
No such luck. Aqua Teen Hunger Force : movie film for theaters opens Friday with two screens, and they list the locations. The vice president of publicity said the film's distributor didn't have any trouble getting Boston theaters to show it.
I imagine they didn't.
Boston came to a near standstill January 31st when more than 36 battery-powered light boards, some with dangling wires, were discovered around the city. Public safety officials launched an all-out terror response, only to discover the boards depicted the cartoon character Moonanite. From the from Aqua Teen Hunger Force, which is a cult hit series on Cartoon Network. And by the way, Mark, but since this whole incident, I actually did take the time to find a few episodes of mm-hmm. Aqua Teen Hunger Force and watch them.
And
you know
what?
It's an enjoyable program.
I bet it is.
It's pretty funny. It's pretty creative. It's very oddball.
Right.
Very strange. So if you like that sort of thing, you probably enjoy this show. The two men who posted the boards are still facing felony hoax charges. Cartoon Network's parent company, Turner Broadcasting, and its marketing firm agreed to pay $2 million in restitution to city and state agencies that responded to the terror alert. With the movie opening looming, the official response from those agencies, including the Massachusetts State Police and the Attorney General's Office, the Boston Police Department as well, was no comment. Some pop culture observers think that's the most effective tactic. Doug Quintal, an undergraduate program director and executive in residence of the Department of Marketing Communication, says, I think the worst thing the mayor can do at this point is to give it legs that it doesn't already have. If it was banned in Boston, it would get bigger numbers nationally because that would be front page news. January's brouhaha may spark greater turnout from the film's target audience. I would say so. Absolutely. I mean, it would have probably done nowhere near as well as it may do if they just had let those signs sit where they were, flashing like they were. And
yeah,
you know,
it got a lot of publicity.
Right, because just the signs by themselves aren't really effective advertising. The signs by themselves are just sort of like an inside joke. The signs by themselves only affect those who are aware of what the character of who the characters are and what the series is. If you're somebody like me that has never come across these characters before, has never seen the show, spotting this on the street is virtually meaningless.
Right.
But when you have this huge overreaction and people shutting down the streets, putting these things on television and mentioning over and over again who they are and what they stand for, then obviously they're going to get a little bit more attention than they might have otherwise.
It seems obvious to me. I mean, it's all you're doing is giving them publicity, lots of it. Of course, in this case, it wasn't free. It was $2 million publicity. But, you know, be that as may.
So apparently, Aqua Teen Hunger Force, one of the fans says, I think too much was made of it, and Turner stepped up and paid their end of it. I don't see why they did that. I wish they hadn't. Can you imagine what would have happened if Turner just said, hey, get your panties out of a wad.
It'd be kind of interesting.
It's a stunt. Get over it. You guys are the ones that decided to spend all this money on bomb squads and shutting down streets. That's not our responsibility. It's not our responsibility as a company that produces entertainment to cover you when you make a mistake. And so I wish they had done that, because then what are they going to do? Are they going to bring him up on charges?
They'd cry and moan really loud.
Really, though? I mean, what could they possibly do?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
It's hard to imagine.
And believe it or not, the blowing up of things, because the first one of these boards that they found, these light bright boards, they blew it up.
Yeah. And the bomb, of course.
And then there was another story that came out a matter of weeks later where, again, from Boston,
they blew up their own traffic counter.
Right. They blew up another bureaucracy's piece of hardware. And now there's another situation where people have blown things up unnecessarily.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Craig Walcott, chartered financial consultant and host of the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program and million-dollar earner in the network marketing field since 1989. I certainly know what it takes to succeed. I also know without proper tools, your chance for significant income in the network marketing field can quickly fade. The sad truth is that 99% of the people who enter network marketing will never spend the time nor money to develop the skills they need. That's where MLM Incorporated steps in. No matter what network marketing venture you're involved in, MLM Incorporated can provide you the successful tools you need to truly succeed. A subscription to MLM Incorporated will provide you access to the 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Network Marketing Seminar, where you will learn to perform at a level you never thought possible. Radio, TV, internet, direct mail will all be at your fingertips. Weekly training calls, no additional charge. Plus so much more can't be mentioned in 60 seconds. Visit MLMIncorporated.com to hear how you can become one of the elite income earners in the network marketing field. MLMIncorporated.com, where your success is guaranteed.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the studio cam available to you. It's free. Just go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can take a peek here into the Free Talk Live studio. Once again, that's cam.freetalklive.com.
The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. Porkfest, you'll be able to talk to New Hampshire natives and those who've made the move and attend leadership and activist training seminars. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Porkfest.com.
800-259-9231. I mentioned that there was another story about the police just blowing things up unnecessarily, sort of like the Boston police have now done twice this year, first blowing up one of the Mennonite flashboards earlier in January, and then blowing up one of their own traffic counters. Well, this particular story doesn't come from Boston, but it's the same sort of mentality. As Tech Dirt puts it, when your only tool is a bomb squad, everything looks like a bomb. A few weeks ago, we saw the city of Boston totally embarrass itself when it massively overreacted to a silly guerrilla marketing stunt gone awry. Apparently, nobody learned the lesson, as other places are adopting the when-in-doubt-blow-it-up mantra. And this isn't a new thing. They've been doing this.
Mm-hmm.
In New Mexico, some pranksters placed three CD players in a church on Ash Wednesday, then had them play vulgar messages to disrupt the service. The police were summoned, and then they soon detonated two of the three CD players, while the third one was taken back for fingerprint testing. This is ridiculous for multiple reasons. For one thing, it should have been clear that the CD players were placed there as a cruel prank, as evidenced by what they were playing. And if some people were going to make a bomb in the shape of a CD player, they wouldn't have had them play noise that might attract attention to them. The fact that they took the third player back to the lab is basically an admission that there was no way they were bombs. Otherwise, they'd have detonated that one, too. Stories like these are really disturbing for what they say about the way we handle security these days. With so many out-of-proportion responses, how is law enforcement going to respond when there's a real threat? Says Tech Dirt. And that's an excellent question.
I guess we'll blow the crap up.
I would say that you could probably extrapolate that they would respond pretty extremely. Like shutting down roads like they did. I mean, look at what they did in Boston over a light bright board. Shutting down entire sections of the city. Stopping commerce. Sorry, you got a workplace to go to? Well, we found a flashing light bright board and we just can't allow you into this section.
Estimates are it cost the city, or cost the taxpayers of the city, $750,000.
Yeah.
$750,000, is that right?
Yeah, between $500,000 and $750,000.
Yeah, and then don't forget, I would say millions of dollars worth of commerce that that was disrupted.
Yeah, it's
either delayed or just somehow it didn't happen because of the timing.
Let's go to the phones. It's Eric in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going this evening?
Great. What's on your mind, Eric?
A few nights ago, you were discussing the FCC and how it wants to regulate even more on television content.
Yeah, it looks like the FCC is angling to get into the violence regulation game at this point.
Yeah, to be honest, yes, it's bad, and I don't want them to do that. But to be honest, I really don't think within 5 years it'll even matter.
What do you mean?
Just about all content distribution now is moving online, and so pretty soon terrestrial TV will almost cease to exist.
You know, I've heard the doomsday reports like this before. How about terrestrial TV disappearing when cable came about?
I can't attest to that, but if the FCC regulates more and more, it's just going to further that push.
That much may be true, but are you saying that when you say terrestrial TV, are you talking about broadcast television or cable television?
I'm talking about broadcast television.
Well, broadcast television, it barely exists today anyways. Those television networks the broadcasters, they really only are there because they can get on the local cable systems. I can't imagine there are that many people actually picking up signals from radios,
right,
and that sort of thing.
And the whole problem with them stems from the local monopolies that they have anyway. If it weren't for those local monopolies, it wouldn't be a problem because then you'd have cable providers that would offer piecemeal purchasing of
stuff people want to see. So if you want to be able to see, the San Francisco Giants play baseball, then you'd be able to buy that package instead of just having to buy this huge sports package that they offer. If you want to get the HBO channel, you would be able to get the HBO channel without having
Jesus channel
to buy all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
sorry, exactly. Eric.
Go ahead.
That's exactly what I'm saying, and you can't do that now with the way they have it set up. With you have one cable provider in your area, and you've got to deal with what he offers you.
Yep, no doubt about it. And the FCC is looking to get into the cable regulation business at this point. You know, and you're right, it is going to take them some time because they are the government and they do move slowly if this even comes to fruition. And there's a chance that, you know, the ball will just be dropped and nothing will ever happen about it. It just could be, you know, a lot of pounding at the pulpit, so to speak. But right. Nonetheless, if they do get into to cable, you know, who knows? Maybe they'll target YouTube. Maybe they'll go after Internet websites. They could if they wanted to, couldn't they?
I think at that point they'd face a severe backlash. They've avoided it up until now because they've had the public airwaves defense to fall back on.
Mm-hmm.
But with the Internet, they really don't have that because there is no public Internet.
Well, there's no public cable channels either. And, I mean, what's their excuse going to be there? It's just that they're the FCC. They deem to regulate all communications. And they, you know, cable is a communications medium, just as the Internet is a communications medium. I'm not saying they could ever effectively actually regulate these websites, and I think you're right. I think Google, who owns YouTube, would certainly give them a serious challenge on that. And, of course, if they did manage to shut down YouTube, then it would just go overseas. Overseas websites would just start popping up, providing those services as well. So it's a futile battle. It's a futile battle that they're fighting, and unfortunately, the television stations that are in many cases still owned by mom and pops are going to be taking the brunt of it. And
more so
sad.
Than radio stations.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Eric, any other thoughts?
Yeah, that was it, guys. Thanks.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I don't know. It's a scary-sounding story, you know, the idea that the FCC wants to get into regulating cable. But I would imagine there probably have been forces within the FCC that have been looking to do that sort of thing for a long time.
I think so. I mean, you know, obviously they the more places that they can regulate, the more power they have, and the more power they have, the more money they need to get paid. It just makes perfectly good sense that they would do that. Sorry,
whether they will or not is another question.
They are our benevolent protectors, our overlords, and they have to watch out for what's going into the mind of the American people, and especially the children.
Mommy government's looking out for you.
Yep.
800-259-9231. Coming up, we're going to talk about the wasted vote syndrome. We've sort of been talking about voting on and off over the past few days on the show. We haven't really hit the wasted vote issue too hard. And Sanzor Blessman has an interesting little story that he recounts about a family dinner that he was involved in where someone took him to task for voting for a third party.
Yeah.
And pretty sad. We'll get to that in your calls as well about whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. Plus, the prison abuse continues. Last night it was a little boy in Florida. Now it's sex abuse charges for two Texas Youth Commission administrators. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your
$19 subscription to The Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's The Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide. Or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You bring up what's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll-free line, and it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. That does include live streams, the broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version totally free for you at freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to keep your collect your money, but you want to keep those clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. That's 800-544-6359.
And you can take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. As we talk about the wasted vote syndrome, so-called, Sanzor Blessman at the American Chronicle reports. He says, I've always enjoyed Matt Groening's work. I remember before The Simpsons were on television, he did a cartoon called Life in Hell. And I've actually read some of the Life in Hell books. They're pretty entertaining. What I really like about Matt's work is how he uses his characters to express his own viewpoints. Sometimes he's subtle, sometimes not. I remember a particular episode of The Simpsons where Bob Dole and Bill Clinton were kidnapped by aliens. The aliens then replaced them and campaigned for president as though they were regular humans. When Homer exposed them as aliens, one of them said something to the effect of, "So what? We won the primaries. We're your candidates. You have to vote for one of us." To which a gentleman in the crowd answered, "I could vote for a third-party candidate." Upon hearing that, the aliens laughed, as they tend to do, and one of them said, "What? And waste your vote?" It was funny and poignant at the same time. It seems that most people today actually and seriously believe if they do not vote for a Republican or a Democrat, that they are wasting their vote.
Right.
Nearly everyone I talk to, when confronted with reality, will admit that they don't like either candidate running, and they're voting for the lesser of two evils.
Right.
I personally never felt right voting for an evil of any kind. I've only once voted for a Republican or Democratic presidential candidate, and that was Reagan in 1984. Even the first time I voted, in 1980, I voted for John Anderson, an independent candidate. and I've been wasting my vote ever since. A few years back, I was at my in-laws having dinner. A family friend joined us, and I don't know how the subject came up, but she asked me who I'd voted for in the last election. I told her Harry Brown. She looked shocked, and of course, he was the Libertarian Party candidate. She asked me who? I don't think she realized that there were even other candidates she could vote for. Harry Brown, the Libertarian Party candidate, I told her. Shame on you, she scolded me. Shame on me? I'm proud that I haven't voted for any of the corrupt officials that now operate our government. Shame on me? I don't think so. I want to keep my freedoms. Thank you very much. I'm proud of the Constitution, and I want to see its integrity upheld.
Absolutely.
As angry and upset as I was, I'd been shamed by this woman who'd refused to study the reality of politics and what interests her representative really stood for. I didn't say a word. She'd simply voted for the party that she'd voted for all of her life. And probably likely that her parents voted for them as well.
I would think so.
She was so set in her ways and so brainwashed by years of apathy and propaganda that nothing I could have said would have changed her mind. Some people just aren't worth arguing with. Now, as I pointed out before on the show, it's best to not argue with people in general.
Right. It doesn't it doesn't really serve any purpose.
We do it here on Free Talk Live, but that's because we're doing a talk show and we need to entertain
people.
Supposed
to be engaging.
But in real life, you're best off if you persuade. And there are certain secrets to political persuasion. There are certain techniques that are more effective than other ones. And arguing is not a persuasive technique. Arguing is essentially, you've got a trench that you dig for yourself,
mm-hmm.
and the opponent is also digging that trench, and you essentially huddle down in your trench and you throw barbs at one another, you throw bombs, and you attack one another. And essentially, during an argument, one person is speaking, and as that other person is speaking, the other person's busily working in his trench, trying to put some bombs together to throw back at the other person.
Right.
You're just thinking about what you're going to say next instead of really having a conversation. And there are certainly, even in the world of persuading people, there are people you will come across, like this woman, that just have next to zero chance of getting it. Next to zero chance of coming in our direction. And so, therefore, it is a total waste of your time to spend investing in people like this.
I don't know whether I agree entirely. I can understand social pressures not to get into an argument or a discussion, to disagree with somebody in certain given circumstances. I mean, if you're at your mom's house and your mom's friend, says something, I can see that. But I think that everybody deserves, if not deserve, I feel everybody deserves my answer. Look, if you're going to say something like that to me, I've got something else to say. And, look, I'm just not willing to vote for the lesser of two evils.
Well, now, an answer is one thing, but an hour-long conversation where you're not getting anywhere is another thing. That's what I'm saying. It's okay to respond. It's just it's a waste of your time to continue past that.
Right. There's a point where it becomes pointless.
Right. It's a sales job. What we're doing is we're selling liberty. I'm sorry that we have to sell liberty like a product, but that's just how
just
it has to be.
What we have to do.
And, in any sales game, whether you're selling liberty or selling toothpaste or selling radio, you have the product that you believe in, and you're trying to show other people how the product is going to benefit their lives. In this case, liberty has, of course, just an almost unlimited amount of benefits for people. But there are just certain people that aren't good prospects. They're they're just not qualified prospects. They're not interested in what you have to say, even though this product may help them. They're not interested in even being open-minded enough to begin to see how your product could possibly help them. And so, in the sales game, you don't waste your time on unqualified prospects. I mean, you could spend your life trying to sell vacuum cleaners to people that already have, an effective vacuum cleaner, and you're not going to be able to really effectively explain to them why your model of vacuum cleaner is worth spending another $500 on when they've already got one that sucks up dirt.
Tough sell.
So, you have to find those people that, they've got a lousy vacuum cleaner, or they realize that they've got a problem, and you can help show them how your product can be a solution for them. So, qualify your prospects. make sure they've got an open mind, or at least a somewhat open mind, or they're interested in even discussing these things with you. If you tell someone you voted for a third party and they say, shame on you, that's probably not a good prospect. Poke around a little bit, like Mark is suggesting, and, you know, deliver a few points, see how they respond to it, and then make a judgment call as to whether or not you should continue with them or move on. Because when you move on, you're likely to eventually come across somebody who is going to be responsive, somebody who is going to be interested in what you have to say.
You know, I don't know whether this person was, you know, the dinner was a person that would be likely. He would probably know from dealing with his mother what his mother's friend would be likely to want to vote. And if she would be so bold as to say shame on you in the process, she would probably have wanted him to vote one way or the other. You know, I don't know which way it would be, but, you know, if it was Republican, you could say something like, you know, if she wanted you to vote Republican, you'd be like, yeah, you know, I thought that the Republican Party stood for principles like small government and less taxes, and it seems to me that George Bush, you know, is just the worst Republican. He's not a Republican. He's a better Democrat than Clinton ever was, or, you know, some statement like that, like, hey, you've been duped. This is disgusting.
Or if it was a Democrat, then you could say, you know, I thought that the Democrats were out there looking out for the little guy, but as it turns out, the real effects of their policies are to enrich the upper class and actually hurt the people that they were intending to help. All right, so he says, I saw an interesting poll on one of the major news channels. I think it was MSNBC. Sometime in 2004, for instance, the poll asked those that responded whether they felt the federal government represented them. An amazing 99% of the respondents answered no. I wondered
because it doesn't.
Right. I wondered which 1% of the population feels the government does. Just as amazing to me is that an almost equally high percentage of people continue to vote for the same people, the same two parties, which they apparently don't even feel represent them. Of course, as we pointed out, they don't know there's something else.
Well, they know. They just don't believe that it's worth it.
Most of them really don't know it. They just don't realize it. More on the way. You take control. The Wasted Vote Syndrome. Your comments. Your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. And Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at libertystickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231, even in these remaining moments. 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, is where you go. We've got a lot of features, and we give them all away. Those other radio talk show hosts want to charge you for access to their archives and their other special features. We do it for free at freetalklive.com, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, as have done over 365 of our listeners. We'd like you to join their ranks by contributing $3 a month to the show. That's all we're asking for, and that's half the price of what those other guys charge for their websites. But again, this is above and beyond all that. This is voluntary. And what we do with the money is we advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. We take that money in, pool it together, and we turn it around into purchasing industry advertising to buy like half-page ads in Talkers Magazine. We've got our affiliate relations guide that we paid to call radio stations on our behalf. And we're doing other things with the money. You can take a look at the list of the laundry list of things we're doing over at amp.freetalklive.com. Also learn about the perks you get access to, like the amplifier-only chat room, the amplifier-only forum, amplifier-only phone lines, all the details there at amp.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about the so-called wasted vote syndrome. The fact, according to Sunzor Blessman at the American Chronicle, is that he heard a story on MSNBC a couple years ago where 99% of Americans answered that they don't feel like the federal government represents them. 99%!
That's a lot.
And he's pointing out that, you know, even though most Americans, a supermajority of them, don't think the feds represent them, they still continue to vote for the same old two parties, the Republicans and the Democrats.
Yep, same crap.
It's very rare that there's someone worthy of voting for in those two parties. Ron Paul is pretty much the exception. And he is, of course, running as a Republican for president here in 2008. But otherwise, I've never really had an interest in voting for any of these people. But most Americans continue to do so. Sanzor continues. He says, my son took a class on politics in high school. He was taught that the main differences in the philosophies of the Republicans and Democrats, which wasn't much, being from an informed home, he asked his teacher about the Libertarian Party. His teacher explained to him that because of where the money for the class came from, he couldn't teach him about libertarians.
Wow.
Even though the teacher himself professed to being one. Huh. Imagine that. Could the Republicans and Democrats be that afraid of third parties that they will not allow our children to learn about them in a class on politics? The answer is yes, they absolutely could. Let's flash back to 1992 and Ross Perot. Yeah, I know. Big ears. Kind of a goofy guy. Maybe a little wacky, but
he's an excellent case study for why a third party could, you know, or why a third party candidate could work.
And he's the reason why there are all these rules in place today to prevent third parties from getting into the game. They let that guy into the debates back in the early 1990s.
Mm-hmm.
And he cleaned house. I mean, as far as he got attention, people heard something different. And he got 19% of the popular vote.
And that was after he blew up as a candidate.
Yeah.
If he would have not blown up, then he could have won.
Ross Perot, by being just another choice, his ideas were just, you know, probably just as bad as the other guys. But he was something else.
Anything else.
And so the American
people decided 19% of them to vote for him, even if he saw ninjas out of his back window.
Yeah. So the American people turned out in droves to vote for this man. And as a result, completely changed the results of what the election might have turned out to be. George Bush Sr. might have won were it not for Ross Perot being in the race. Who knows what would have happened.
Right.
But we do know that what happened afterwards was that the Republicans and the Democrats, the upper echelon guys, got together and had some secret meetings, and they decided, all right, whoa, we can't have this happening in 1996.
This is bad.
So they created the Commission for the Presidential Debates. That's essentially what it's called. Anyway, it's a bipartisan group that essentially sets the rules for what you see on television, the presidential debates.
And the rule is no third-party candidates allowed.
The rule is the third-party candidates have to get like 15% in the polls, and they have to jump through a lot of hoops that are way too high for any third-party candidate.
As though the polls should matter. I mean, it's just it's a poll. It's not an official vote.
Right, and you'll do better in the polls if you're let into the debates. So, really, they've constructed the entire system at this point, and of course, there are all sorts of ballot provisions and restrictions and requirements that third parties have to jump through to even get their candidate's name on the ballot in all 50 states in the first place, let alone get them into the debates.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've essentially set it up so you just can't get in, or you're essentially marginalized as much as possible. He says, I think the more educated we've become... He says, no one wants to allow any other party equal access to the hearts and minds of the people. I think the more educated we become, the more informed, the more likely we are to waste our votes. Unfortunately, it seems we're becoming less educated and less informed as a society. I suppose we have the classes like the one my son took and the mass media unwilling to give equal time to third parties to blame for that. Before the 2004 presidential election, my older brother and I got into a debate of sorts. Neither one of us liked George Bush, and my brother was trying to convince me to vote for John Kerry.
My best friend was trying to convince me the same thing.
And many of my friends who had voted for Harry Brown in 2000 switched over and lost track of any sort of principles that they had and voted for John Kerry instead of Michael Badnarik. I was very disappointed about that. He says, I explained to him that I didn't like Kerry anymore than I liked Bush, and I planned on voting for an independent candidate. My brother insisted that we needed to vote against Bush, that he needed to be kicked out of office. I told him that I would not compromise my values, my integrity, by voting for corrupt corporate-bought officials. I was going to vote for someone worthy of holding the office of President
right.
of the United States of America.
You know, and I've got to say, why can't other people look at it that way? It just seems crazy to me. We've got to vote against this terrible guy. You know what? I'm going to vote for the guy that I think's best for the job. I recommend you do the same.
But I want to vote for the guy who's going to win.
But he didn't.
Yeah.
That's the thing. John Kerry, everybody who voted for John Kerry wasted their vote. They
yeah.
wasted it. It didn't go anywhere. John Kerry's not in office. He's still a senator for Connecticut.
And everybody who voted for either Kerry or Bush, who actually wants freedom, wasted their vote as well. Because there's zero chance that either of those guys would bring it to you.
Yeah.
Or would give it back to you. Anyway, he says, not against. I wanted to vote for someone worthy of holding the office of president, not against someone who shouldn't have been there in the first place. A couple of months after the election, my brother told me he felt I was right, and neither the Republicans or Democrats have the best interests of the people at heart. Most people I talk to about it don't like what's happened to our government. It's not hard to see that our representatives are bought and paid for by corporations and special interests. They have no will to stand up to an executive branch usurping their power, yet we don't seem to have the will to hold our representatives accountable. Every 2 years, we're asked to cast a vote for the representative of our district, and every 2 years, the usual suspects are put back into office. Every 6 years, we get a chance to tell our senators what we think about their performance, and again, every 6 years, the same people, the same parties, Republicans and Democrats continue to be reelected to a job that they fail at miserably. Why do so many people continue to vote for someone who doesn't represent them? Many seem afraid to waste their vote. Only the people of Vermont seem to have the intestinal fortitude to put someone in office who will actually represent them. And I think he just means that the independent guy who's actually a socialist, Bernie somebody or other from Vermont, I think that's who he's referring to. Which I suppose, you know, it's accurate representation for Vermont, full of socialists. I don't believe I've been wasting my votes for the last 26 years. On the contrary, I've been spending my votes wisely. I've been voting for change. I've been voting for accountability. I've been voting for transparency, for honesty, for adherence to our Constitution, for a less intrusive government, and for my personal God-given rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Those who voted for Republicans or Democrats have voted for the status quo. They've voted for corruption. They've told the politicians, it's okay to screw us.
Yeah.
That they're not going to be held accountable. Republicans and Democrats are the same. They're all rich elitists that belong to the same exclusive clubs. They're the one party with two faces, and the most people waste their votes by voting for them. Perhaps it's time that we as people band together, rise up and yell, enough is enough. Perhaps it's finally time we the people exert our will and hold our representatives accountable.
You know, it's sort of like it's how the NFL feels about you liking the Dallas Cowboys and hating the Washington Redskins. Those are rivals. Mm-hmm. I know you probably don't even know that much about football. They don't care whether you like the Cowboys or whether you like the Redskins, as long as you're watching and, you know, participating in and paying for NFL football.
Right, and buy some of their hats and stuff.
That's you know, and that's what they want. When he says it's two faces on the same party, it's like that. The political system just gets bigger and bigger, and they really are the same.
They're two sides of the exact same coin. You're mm-hmm. exactly right. If we all stop wasting our votes on Republicans and Democrats and spend our votes wisely on third parties, on all levels of government, federal, state, and local, they'll get the message. That is, of course, if they don't manage to steal those elections. And I would say, vote for the people that represent you. See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. We...